All right, everybody, welcome back. Today, we're going to be doing a deep dive into something that, you know, on the surface might not sound all that exciting.
Yeah.
Construction arbitration.
Uh-huh.
But
it's a good one, though.
Oh, it is. It is. It's actually super fascinating. And it's something that even if you're not involved in the construction world at all.
Right.
It's really good to understand how this works and how it can impact really all of us and all the things that get built around us.
Absolutely. And how to resolve disputes.
Yeah.
Outside of court, which can be really important.
Yeah. So we'll give a little background, construction arbitration, basically. It's a way to settle disputes.
Right.
In the construction world without going to court. Yeah. So you have a neutral third party who comes in and helps to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we were looking at in doing research for this episode is that there's been sort of a shift,
yes,
in who these arbitrators are traditionally.
Right.
You know, it was someone who had, years of experience in the field.
Mm-hmm.
But lately, there's been a trend towards having lawyers fill that role.
Exactly. And that really reflects that the cases that are going to arbitration have gotten increasingly complex.
Oh, yeah.
They involve more and more sophisticated contracts and financing.
Yeah.
And there's a sense that you need someone with a legal background to kind of wade through all of that.
Yeah, and that makes sense. You know, you think about, big construction project, there's so many moving parts.
Oh, absolutely.
So much money involved, so you want to make sure that the legalities are all taken care of. Mm. But I'm curious about, does a good lawyer in this situation, wouldn't they do their research and bring in experts as needed?
Well, they might.
Yeah.
But, imagine a situation where you're dealing with a dispute over, let's say, a new type of eco-friendly insulation that failed.
Okay.
A lawyer might understand, the contract language around that.
Uh-huh.
But an industry professional arbitrator, an IPA, as they're called.
Right.
Someone who has actually, installed this insulation and has seen it in action.
Right.
They would bring a whole other level of insight to that dispute.
So they're able to kind of cut through.
Potentially, yeah.
Some of that and really get to the root of the problem.
Exactly. And they can actually, evaluate the evidence on site.
Oh, wow.
Which can save a lot of time and a lot of money.
So that would be a huge advantage for someone in that position.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Drawn out disputes, they mean delays.
Right.
They mean mounting legal fees.
All that stuff nobody wants.
Nobody wants that.
Yeah. And what's interesting is, this move toward lawyers is a more recent trend. The idea of arbitration in construction actually goes way back.
Oh, yeah.
I was reading that the American Institute of Architects, they were including this in their contracts as early as 1888.
Wow.
Which is amazing to think about.
Yeah.
And back then, it was mostly these industry professionals, these IPAs that were calling the shots.
That's right. Yeah. They were the masters of their craft.
Yeah.
They knew construction inside and out.
Yeah. And now research is actually suggesting that model of having at least one or two IPAs on these arbitration panels,
right,
that might be making a comeback.
Yeah, I think people are realizing that you need that blend of legal expertise and, hands-on construction experience.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
To really resolve these disputes effectively.
So, okay, so if someone's listening to this and they're thinking, okay, I might be facing a construction dispute down the road, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
What are some of the benefits that having an IPA involved could bring?
Well, let's just take a really simple example. Let's say you're renovating your kitchen.
Okay.
And there's a disagreement about the structural integrity of a load-bearing wall.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want someone who's actually built those walls?
Right.
Who can look at the blueprints and say, yep, I see the problem, or no, this is fine.
Yeah.
That's where the value of an IPA can really come in.
So what are some specific qualities that someone should look for when they're trying to find an IPA?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, you want someone with proven expertise.
Okay.
In the relevant area of construction. You don't want a roofing expert if you're having a problem with your foundation.
Right, right.
And you want someone who really understands how all the different players on a project work together.
Yeah, you've got the owners, the architects, the contractors, subcontractors, mm-hmm. engineers, suppliers.
It's a whole ecosystem.
It is, it is.
And a good IPA understands that ecosystem and they understand the dynamics between those different players.
Yeah.
You also want someone who can grasp both the current and the emerging design and construction trends. Things like public-private partnerships
right.
are becoming more common in big projects. And an IPA who has experience with those would be a huge asset.
Mm.
And finally, you want someone who's familiar with different project delivery methods, whether it's traditional design bid or some of the newer approaches that are out there?
So it sounds like finding the right IPA could really be the difference between, you know, a swift resolution and just a complete nightmare.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's not just arbitration where this expertise is valuable.
Right.
It's also really important for other forms of dispute resolution like mediation, mm-hmm. where the parties are trying to come to an agreement on their own.
Right.
There are also dispute review boards, which are like mini arbitration panels.
Oh, interesting.
That are set up during a project.
Oh, wow.
To kind of address disagreements quickly before they escalate.
Okay.
So, you know, there are a lot of different ways that this kind of expertise can be really helpful.
Wow. So much to consider.
Yeah.
But it really sounds like, you know, having the right people involved from the get-go can really streamline things.
Exactly.
And maybe even prevent some of those disagreements from happening in the first place.
Yeah. It's all about having the right expertise for the situation.
Well, this has been fascinating. We've been talking about construction arbitration and, you know, this whole idea of having experts with direct experience involved in resolving disputes, that applies way beyond just construction, right? Like it makes you think what other fields could benefit from that kind of approach.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Food for thought. Something to ponder next time you encounter a conflict, big or small.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.